On today's Tech Help for Churches, Twitter tips and tricks. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the internet, social media, new media, etc. in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or just leave a comment below the video if that's how you're watching this or consuming it. Of course, you can also be subscribed to the audio-only podcast. So drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or over on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. Either of those is perfectly acceptable way to do it. So let's talk about some tips and tricks for using Twitter. First off, let's talk about URL shorteners. Now, I don't want you to just use any willy-nilly. There are some that are more reliable than others. And that's because using a URL shortener comes at a cost. When you use that, you can mask the content. So Bitly and Twitter both do some work to make that less of an issue. But, so just picking a random URL shortener, it might not do that. And so it might be the case that people that see your links are hesitant to click on them. With that said, you only have 140 characters. So using a URL shortener is helpful. Now, it's certainly the case that Twitter has made some changes to make it less necessary to do so. But really, do you want people to see a three-line URL in their Twitter stream? Or would you like them to see something smaller or even something memorable? So using something like PrettyLink with a WordPress blog is a good way to do that as well. So I go back and forth between using Bitly and PrettyLink on trinitydigitalmedia.com. One, not all the links are available for. On Bitly, it's not the case that I can just pick /T3i and get a link to this camera on Amazon, the one you're looking through if you're watching the video. But on trinitydigitalmedia.com, I can. Unfortunately, that's a much longer URL. So there's some trade-offs there. So think about URL shorteners. Next, think about different types of tweets and how you can include those in your Twitter stream. First, I just talked about links, so let's bring it back up again. It's actually really useful to send out links to people that follow you. Stuff that you find that's interesting. Maybe you find it funny. Maybe you find it entertaining. Maybe it's just something to help people. Maybe it's something you're selling. There are a lot of great reasons for sending out links, but you should keep that in mind as you're trying to engage people. Links, that's one good way to do it. Another thing is observations. Have you ever been out and about and you've had a thought and you thought, man, I wish my spouse was here to tell them this. And maybe you whip out your phone and you send them a text or something. What if you did that with Twitter? I mean, sometimes I think of thoughts that my wife frankly doesn't really care about, but some of my followers on Twitter would. Not that they're inappropriate, it's just she cares much less about church tech than I do. So I do that. When I wrote the book Tweeting Church, I was just flipping through this final chapter that we're going through right now, and it reminded me of this situation where on one side of the back window of a car I saw Jesus Saves, and on the other side I saw someone had put down your cell phone and drive, you idiot. I tweeted that, and then I added the hashtag, no wonder they think we're hypocrites. Because really, that's what it is. If you're calling someone an idiot instead of trying to help them make good choices, you're really being a hypocrite if you're also saying God loves you and Jesus does and all the good things like that. So I just really want to encourage you not to do that. So that would be an example of a little tweet that you can do from an observation. Vision. One thing that I love about Twitter is anytime I get inspired by something, I can just send out a tweet and say, I can't believe that I get to use my one and only life to help save lives in eternities. It's true. I can't. But that's sometimes something that it just wells up inside you and you want to share it. So share it. That's what Twitter's for. Number four, you can always just share what's going on. Rough day at the office. Man, I love being a pastor, but it's sometimes real tough. Just things like that. And they can really make you more human to your audience who may forget that there's a real person behind this Twitter account. Number five, live tweets. This is actually where I get the most engagement. When I live tweet the sermon from my church, there's all kinds of engagement that goes on where people go, oh yeah, amen, and they retweet it. Just things like that. Do that. If you're not the pastor, do that. And if you are, make sure there's someone in your congregation that does that. And you'll just be surprised how far some of these tweets will go. And along with that, quotes. Now, this of course isn't quotes from the message, that would be live tweeting. This would be more like Bible verses, quotes from C.S. Lewis, things like that where you just want to be inspiring. And you can send those out and you'd be surprised how often something that's deep and profound will just get shared all over Twitter. So those are some ideas on how, on different types of tweets. But in order to keep on tweeting, there's probably a few things that you should keep in mind. And first, tweet at the same time to make it a habit. When you wake up in the morning, you don't think, when am I going to wedge brushing my teeth in? I think I can do it between noon and 3 sometime. Maybe, no, you just go to the bathroom and you brush your teeth. It's because it's a habit. It's a habit you do every day. Think about tweeting the same way. Just get into the habit that when you go to your lunch break, you send out a quick tweet. When you get home, you send out a tweet. Things like that. That will help anchor it into your day and make it a habit. Also, you need to find something to tweet about. Now, you might be thinking, well, my life is boring. There isn't anything to tweet about. That's not necessarily true. Think about every time that you drive home and the sun sets and it's just so beautiful and you think, wow, that's beautiful. Tweet that. Think about every time that you're frustrated in traffic. Share that. Think about all the little things in your life that are going on that you could share and share them. Think of Twitter as an extension of your community of people that you want to know the real you and use that information to share. No one has your exact life except you, so little pieces of it will be interesting to other people. Finally, schedule tweets. You're going to run across some stuff that's what we call evergreen. It can be tweeted tomorrow or today, no one's going to notice the difference. So when you find a batch of those, just schedule them in advance just to fill in some of the gaps with the stuff that, quite frankly, doesn't come up every day. And I think that that's a good way to keep tweeting as well. So, how did that help you? This is the last in the series of shows on Twitter, unless I get some questions or something like that. And so, I just am curious how it would help you. And if you would like a copy of the book that I've been going from for these last several weeks, I'll send you an electronic copy just by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS. And if you do that, then you can find, you can sign up, get a copy of this book electronically, and a free copy of my newsletter. So, until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with Trinity Digital Media.com.